Good, how's it going?
Well.
Good, thanks.
So I was
just talking about the season and, you know, the loss last week, kind of disappointing way that turned out.
Yeah, you know, we grinded away in that game. It's a tough place to play against a good football team. And, you know, we did a lot of things well. We just didn't do enough to win the game. And, you know, in the NFL, the game comes down sometimes to one play. And you just have to be able to make that. And our team made a lot of the plays to put us in that position. We just didn't come through.
You guys have had a good bit of success offensively, but Coach Garrett was mentioning turnovers. How frustrating has it been to deal with the turnover issue, and how do you solve it?
Well, we're trying to create, you know, some more turnovers that, you know, can offset a little bit. We preach that in practice, and, you know, that's the biggest number one reason, I think, in the NFL you win or lose games. And right now we're not doing a good enough job protecting the ball. We're not doing a good enough job getting the ball. So that's definitely a point of emphasis, and we're doing things to get better at that.
As you look at the Panthers' defense, anything jump out at you, any impressions?
Yeah, I mean, they play hard. They play together. It's a good group that you can tell, you know, they do things well. They just are in a position. They played against some pretty good offenses who, you know, have skewed the little parts of the statistics, I feel like, sometimes. So I think it's a good group that is playing good together. It's just they probably haven't gotten all the credit they deserve just from other reasons.
You look at the end of last week, I mean, how much do you replay those last few seconds, and have you guys worked on time management this week at practice?
Well, you're always looking at how to do things and improve your team. I mean, we look at the last play, and we just had guys who were 30 yards downfield, and, you know, in that position, sometimes you look at, you know, if you throw one of those guys the ball, or they catch it, or they're down the field, it's a different situation altogether. And so, you know, it comes up a lot of different ways. You just have to be prepared for the, you know, 90 different ways that they can come up at the end. And that's something you just talk about constantly, so you can always get better as a team and improve. And you know, when we look at it, you know, we did a lot of good things to get in that position. We handled a lot of stuff well, and you know, you'd love not to have a completion that only gets a yard, but there are also plays that you like in those situations. So, you know, we look back, we had guys down the field that needed to get back into the huddle that had a long way to go. And, you know, we'll look at that.
Tony, DeMarco Murray may not play this week, but you've got Felix Jones, you know, there to step in. How important is it to have two quality running backs like that on your team?
I think it's very important. I think, you know, just in today's NFL, there's, you know, there's a lot of big, strong, physical, and fast defensive players that are going to you know, get some licks on some ball carriers. So you're going to need skill position in general, more than one or two guys. And I think it's always a benefit when you can have a bunch of people who can do that.
Obviously, you pay most attention to defenses, but how much have you watched Cam Newton over the last year and a half, and what's your impressions of him?
He looks good. You know, he obviously came in and did a phenomenal job last year. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do, is come in the NFL and put up some of the statistics and things that he did. And, you know, it's the NFL is a crazy game. Each year, each team, every time you come back out, it's a little bit different. Things change, and, you know, it's always going to be like that as a quarterback. You're going to have some good moments and some other ones. And, you know, he just needs to continue to do what he does and just continue to, you know, take the right approach that he does. I think he's going to be a great player, and he's already on his way.
As quarterback of the Cowboys, quarterbacks are under such a microscope anyway. You obviously probably the most famous team in the country. How comfortable can you get playing under the sort of the lights you play under? Is it ever a burden at all?
Well, I don't think you ever think about anything like that in those terms. All you're trying to do is maximize your abilities and your team's abilities and be the best team and best get the most out of your ability that you can. And I think when you're done playing that game, that season, your career, whatever you want to say, you just want to know that you gave it your all and you did everything you could and left no stone unturned. And, you know, as a football team, we're always building to improve and get better. You know, it's always short-term but with the long-term behind it. And when I say that, I mean, you're just, you know, no one person is going to ever be able to do enough to win a championship. You just can't do it. And you see this year with some of the best players in the league's teams, you know, at 500 or worse. I mean, it's just part of the teams. You know, it's just the NFL is so many good players that any given week, the bounce of the ball can change the outcome. And that's why you have to, you know, put in so much time and effort and make it so important, because that one bounce of the ball can change the, you know, direction of your team. And, you know, it's just, it's so minute sometimes that's why all the effort and time, you just have to commit to it day in, day out. And I think playing the position of quarterback is why you love playing it, just because you have an opportunity to control a lot of the game. And at the same time, you know, it's great to bring your team along and try and be as great as you can be.
Go ahead.
You talk about both these teams. I mean, you guys lost a couple in a row. Panthers lost three in a row. There's a lot of teams up there with decent records in the NFC. How important is this game for both these teams?
Well, I think every week is very important. This one obviously is important because we're both we have a losing record right now. We need to both get going. So the sense of urgency will be great on both sides of the ball this week. I know that.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.